大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
感谢主，我们可以继续在教会或者是在网路上把这个时间分别出来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
Thank God we can set aside this time to worship here in church or online。
奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考一位父亲的祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the topic of prayer of a father。
这是要从我们的读经，今天的进度就是诗篇第72篇，跟大家来分享一些小弟的心得。
According to our Bible reading schedule, we're on Psalm 72, and so we're going to take a look at that chapter tonight.
这是一篇特别的诗篇。
This is a special psalm.
这已经不是一般有关于君王的国度的统治或者是他所得到福气的范围而已了。
It's a prayer not just for good fortune in being a king.
七十二篇的开头是说是所罗门的诗。
The title of Psalm 72, it says of Solomon.
但是在最后二十节的地方，他说是耶西的儿子大卫的祈祷。
But in verse 20, it says this concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse.
所以如果从这两个地方看来，这一篇诗篇应该是做父亲的大卫王，他写给他的儿子也是为他儿子所做的祈祷，所罗门把他留下来的。
It seems that this is a prayer that David composed on behalf of his son Solomon.
那所以他虽然写是所罗门的诗，那但是我们看他这里面的内容已经不是只在讲所罗门王的国度而已。
So when the prayer is given, it's not just for Solomon.
那这个就是父亲做父亲的大卫，他其实在圣灵的感动底下，他已经看到了他一位子孙一个后代是和平的君他的国度是直到永远的，他的最后是所有的万民都要来敬拜他的一个预言师。
Even before these things have happened, David was inspired by the Holy Spirit to see that one of his descendants would be theGreat King, the ruler who brings peace to the whole world.
So this 篇诗篇其实是有关于耶稣基督，他是和平的君的一篇预言诗。
So here, this chapter it talks about Jesus, who is the King of Peace.
Because Solomon, his 意思本来就是和平。
Because Solomon.That name means peace.
那所罗门王有另外一个名字叫耶底迪亚，是神所爱的人。
And Solomon had another name named which was Jedidiah, which means beloved of God.
那这个就是神他的救赎计划里面会在大卫的后代出现一位和平的君王，预言着将来要出现的耶稣基督。
And it was prophesied and ordained that one of David's descendants would be Jesus, the King of Peace.
So 72 篇其实是很重要的一篇诗。
So 72 is an important chapter.
让我们看到大卫其实已经用属灵的眼光，在圣灵的引导底下看到那一位即将来到的君王，就是耶稣基督。
Because David could see already that the coming of Jesus.
那这个就是圣经所说的特别是在提摩太后书 第三章十六节说，圣经都是神所预言的就是圣灵神所默示的，这个就是作者在圣灵的引导底下在灵里面所看到的神的计划。
And that's just as it is written in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is God breathed and inspired by God, useful for instructing and training and rebuking and correcting.
那我们看到这个大卫的祈祷，那其实也让我们想到说，今天我们如果做一个父亲， 我们会期待我们的后代子孙，特别是我们的儿子，他将来要成为什么样的人呢？
This chapter also teaches us a good prayer of how we should pray for our children.
如果看其他的译本，特别是有一个特别的英文译本，它在72篇每一节都是用愿开头的。
In chapter 72, in some versions of the Bible, English Bible, it says every verse starts with a may. May this happen, may that happen.
就是他的每一句都是祷告，祈求，就是期待神让他这个儿子能够这样子。
And every verse is a hope or a wish or a suggestion or a prayer or a beseechment of God that the son or the child may be of this fashion.
那这个让我们看到，其实耶稣基督是永远的君王。
Jesus, of course, is the great king.
他这一段诗歌，如果我们对照大卫他自己所写的最后他留下来，在他要离世以前一段记录，是互相吻合的。
And of course, this is an important record of David and one of his memoirs.
我们来看撒母耳记下二十三章。
Let's turn to Second Samuel chapter 23.
撒母耳记下二十三章
，Second Samuel chapter 23，
第一节
，verse one。
以下是大卫末了的话：耶西的儿子大卫得居高位，是雅各神所高的，做以色列的美歌者。说
，verse one. These are the last words of David, the oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man exalted by the Most High, the man anointed by the God of Jacob, Israel's singer of songs.
这里就提到说。大卫他是真的是很有才华，他写了很多非常重要的诗歌。
David was very talented. He wrote many songs.
他也是被神所高的王。
And he was anointed a king.
那他在第二节说：“主的灵借着我说，他的话在我口中。”
Verse 2 reads, "The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue."
所以许多大卫所作的诗歌充满了将来耶稣基督要出现的预言。
And so many of David's Psalms talks about the coming of Jesus.
以色列的神，以色列的磐石，晓谕我说：那以公义治理人民的，敬畏神，执掌权柄，他必像日出的晨光，如无云的清晨，雨后的晴光，使地发生嫩草。
Verse 3 and 4, the God of Israel spoke, the Rock of Israel said to me, when one rules over men in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, he is like the light of morning at sunrise on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings the grass from the earth.
好，第五节，我家在神面前并非如此，神却与我立永远的约，这约凡事坚稳，关乎我的一切救恩和我一切所想望的。他岂不为我成就吗？
5. Is not my house right with God? Has he not made with me an everlasting covenant, arranged and secured in every part? Will he not bring to fruition my salvation and grant me my every desire?
第六节，但匪类都必像荆棘被丢弃，人不敢用手拿他，拿他的人必带铁器和枪杆。终究他必被火焚烧。
6. But evil men are all to be cast aside like thorns, which are not gathered with a hand. 7. Whoever touches thorns uses a tool of iron or the shaft of a spear. They are burned up where they lie.
你看这一段特别的记录了，他在预告着用公义治理人民敬畏神的执掌权柄。他不是在只是在讲大卫的后代子孙的问题了。
When David writes, when one rules over men in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, that's not just referring to one of his worldly descendants.
就是他在地上的国度，以色列的国度其实没有像诗篇里面所写的这么样的荣耀。
Because no worldly kingdom can be as magnificent as that which is described in the Psalms.
那第四节特别说，他要像日出的晨光，如无云的清晨，雨后的晴光，使地发生嫩草。
And the his descendant will be like the light of morning at sunrise on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings the grass from the earth.
当耶稣基督出现的时候，就是啊，真光啊，照耀在做黑暗死因幽谷的人，让他们看到了生命，看到了希望。
When Jesus came to the world, he was the true light to bring light into this world of darkness so that men could see.
所以我们看到的就是神的灵啊，借着啊他的仆人，预告了一位永远的王要来拯救万民。最后，所有的百姓都要臣服在他脚前，领受救恩的预言的。
And that's why all peoples would bow at his feet, to receive salvation.
那我们知道，其实以色列的国度啊，有神赋给他们的使命。
The kingdom of Israel had its own ordinances given by God.
就是要借着这个国度啊，让耶稣基督出现在我们人间。
And using this type of kingdom, Jesus would come to the world.
然后让我们所有人最后都能够仰望他，然后啊，在这一个充满患难的生命过程里，懂得来依靠他，来享受他的慈爱。
And then all people could turn to Jesus. To rely on him, to look for him for mercy and love and salvation.
那我们如果看大卫的预言，我们看回来第七十二篇。
If we turn back to Psalm 72,
他预告的他这个，也就是说他的祷告，其实就是他期待他的儿子能够这样子的来统治神所给他的这个国度。
And this is his hopes and aspirations. For his son.
那我们也看到这个父亲的智慧。
And we can see the wisdom of the father.
就是说，如果以人间的角度，做父亲的他要把王位传给他的下一代，他最在意他的儿子能够怎么样来管理他这个国度呢？
And this is how the father hopes his son would rule the kingdom in such a fashion.
那所以他的祷告就是呈现这个做父亲他的心愿。
These are his heart's desires.
第一节，求你将判断的权柄赐给王，将公义赐给王的儿子。
Verse 1, endow the king with your justice, the royal son with your righteousness.
第二节说，要按公义审判你的民，按公平审判你的困苦人。
And to judge the people in righteousness and the afflicted ones with justice.
然后说，大山要带来平安，那个小山要带来公义。
The mountains would bring prosperity, the hills fruits of righteousness.
让这个所有的百姓都真的能够享受神的福。
So all the people could be blessed.
那第四节就提到说，这个民里面的这个困苦人他穷乏的都会得到公义的拯救。
And through the justice, all the afflicted, all the needy, all the oppressed would receive salvation.
所以这个国度里面就是充满的公义那有公义才会有平安呢。
In this kingdom, there would be justice, and from the justice would come peace.
那最后第五节就说，太阳还存，月亮还在，人都要敬畏你直到万代。
And he would endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations.
那这个就是这位王要统治直到永远的。
And that means that this king would reign forever.
那第六节他要降临，像雨降在地已经割的草地上，如甘霖滋润田地。
It'll be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth.
那这个就是那个当这位拯救者来到的时候，
This is when the Savior, the Son, comes.
像这个雨降在这个草地上，它那个这个万物都得到滋润生长了。
Rain benefits everyone, and so everyone will be benefited by that.
那当有甘霖出现在这个田地里，就做丰富的出产，人就得到满足。
And then people would be satisfied and fulfilled.
那公义最后一定是掌权，让所有人都享福。
Righteousness brings about blessing to everyone.
第七节，在他的日子，义人要发旺，大有平安，好像月亮长存。
In his days, the righteous will flourish. Prosperity will abound till the moon is no more.
你看，这就是在讲这个公义的王、和平的君出现的时候，那时候那个整个的百姓，他们内心是何等的喜悦。
And this is when the King of Peace and Righteousness comes and brings blessing upon the whole land.
所以当我们看到主耶稣基督出现的时候，就是这个预言的应验的。
When Jesus came, he fulfilled this prophecy.
我们如果看路加福音第一章
，If we turn to Luke chapter one,
路加福音第一章
，Luke chapter one，
我们如果看第七十六节哈
，Luke chapter one verse 76，
路加福音我们七十六节，我们先来读。现在读另外一句话，来读第三十一节。
Let's start with verse 31.
这是天使对玛利亚所说的。
This is what the angel said to Mary.
三十一节说，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
Verse 31, you'll be with child and give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus.
三十二，他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
32, he'll be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
33, 他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
33, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
那这个就是主耶稣基督他所要带来的这个永远的国度啊，这个预言的应验的。
This is the eternal kingdom that was prophesied about.
那他要坐在大卫的位上啊，这个就是掌王权的。
He'd sit on the throne of David.
那直到永远，这个就是这个国没有穷尽，所以不是在地上的。
And this would be his kingdom forever, meaning this kingdom is not of this world.
像清晨的日光照在黑暗里。
Just like a light shining in the darkness.
我们来跳过去看第七十六节。
Let's jump to verse 76.
七十六节，这是施洗约翰的父亲撒加利亚被圣灵充满的时候，他所做的这个诗歌。
These verses are from Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist.
七十六节，孩子啊，你要称为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的前面预备他的道路。
And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him.
77, 叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。
77, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins.
78, 因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
78, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven.
79, 要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
79, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the path of peace.
那这一段就回应七十二篇那个大卫他的预言有关于这个儿子他像日光带来生命带来盼望。
And this echoes the prayer of David in Psalm 72 how the sun would bring light to those living in darkness so that they would have hope.
所以主耶稣他在世上他宣告他是世上的光。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
那他这个光他其实先要照亮我们内心的黑暗。
And the light of the world shines into the darkness of our hearts.
就是说主他的救恩要先让我们看到我们人本身的罪。
And so Jesus shines his light so that we can see our own sin.
所以主耶稣他的他这个救恩，他其实是让我们明白说，如果我们不是借着耶稣基督，我们没有一个人是义的是配得救的。
And the message Jesus brings is that none of us are righteous; we are all sinners.
不管多么努力的去遵守律法
，It doesn't matter how adherent and diligent we are in observing the law of Moses.
那像大卫他在诗篇里面第十四篇第五十三篇都一再强调说。世上没有一个义人，没有一个行善的，连一个都没有。从古到今，一个都没有。
It's like David keeps repeating throughout the Psalms, there is not one man who is holy, not one who is righteous.
那所以我们今天如果仔细的去检查我们自己的内心，我们会发现， 如果不是主来拯救我们，我们内心会充满什么？
And so if not for the love and mercy of Jesus Christ, what do we have in our hearts?
今天我们人内心可能充满了各种欲望，其实我们的想法，我们所追求的都离开神很远。
Our hearts may be filled with hope and aspiration, but the natural tendency of man is to be far from God.
我们也许可能会一时之间有爱心，但是这个爱心持续不了多久。
We may have love in our hearts for a short period of time, but that love may quickly vanish away.
因为时间拉长，人的爱心就不见了。
Because as time passes, the love of man grows cold.
我们可能会一时间可以忍耐，但是你忍耐不了永远。
We may have endurance and patience, but we can only endure and be long-suffering for a short period of time.
因为我们人哦，通常都就是说，我们带着血肉之体，这个情形在情况在变，我们的内我们的身体在变化。其实很多时候我们坚持不下去。
Because we are just flesh and bone, and we have our human frailties and weaknesses.
那所以这个人间的爱哈，你看夫妻之间人间的爱，如果只是以人的角度，其实也持续不了多久。
From a human perspective, the love between a husband and wife, even that can endure for only so long.
所以今天你看有多少婚姻能够真的从头到尾能够从一而终，然后互相信守承诺，直到这个生命结束呢？
So let's take a look at marriages. How many of them flourish from start to end throughout a whole lifetime?
所以其实我们人哦，真的是内心所想的基本上都是先以自我为中心，所以事实上都是自私的，应该这样讲。
Natural tendency of human beings is to be selfish and self-centered.
那但是今天主耶稣他来让我们了解说什么叫做神的爱。
But Jesus comes today to show us what is the love of God.
那什么叫做无私的奉献？他把他的生命献给我们。
And what is a selfless sacrifice to give his own life on our behalf?
然后让我们可以去享受神的慈爱怜悯。
So that we can experience the love and mercy of the Heavenly Father.
如果我们人会认知说我们是有罪的，我们内心黑暗，需要有这个光来帮助来洁净，其实我们人就这个就是一个得救的开头了。
And then mankind can be introduced to salvation by acknowledging that their hearts are filled with darkness.
主耶稣他像一道日光，一道光，所以他的门徒后来，你看在约翰福音跟约翰一书里面，使徒约翰特别强调主耶稣是真光。
And so Jesus says he's the light, and so his disciples echo that in John and First John.
就是他这个真光。它不是一般世界上的世界的东西而已。
Jesus the true light, it's not just like a light on the world.
有些人他可以好像也很有很高的标准，可以去约束自己，展现出好的行为。但是这样的一个好像一个美德，一个会发亮的东西，终究是会消灭，会不见的。
Even if a human being is very disciplined and trains himself to do good deeds, that type of discipline can only last for so long.
所以这个光会慢慢的消退。
And so even their light that shines
没有办法直到永远，但只有耶稣是不一样的。
Cannot persist to all eternity, but the light of Jesus is different.
那在大卫的诗歌里面，他特别强调说，义人要发旺，大有平安。
And so in David's Psalm, it says that the righteous will flourish and prosper.
义人要发旺，其实义人最后会得到好结果，这是众人都同意的，因为这个就是一个普世的价值。
The righteous would be blessed, and that is a hope for all peoples.
但是真正的义人，除了在基督的救赎底下才会出现，否则没有一个是义的。
But righteousness comes only through Jesus, because none are righteous.
当我们的罪被主耶稣的宝血解决了之后，我们才真正得到平安的。
And after our sins have been washed away by Jesus, then we can find peace.
否则，我们人的内心一直都会有一个亏欠。
Otherwise, our hearts will always be lacking.
所以今天不管是怎样追求物质的这些财富或者是名声享受，任何世上的东西，其实 都不会真的让我们人的内心满足。
And that's why nothing in this world can really satisfy our hearts.
哦，因为这一个缺陷是因着罪而来的。
Because this lacking in our hearts comes from sin.
那一定要先把罪解决了之后，人才能够真正得到满足跟平安。
But if we can resolve this matter of sin, then we can find satisfaction and fulfillment.
所以当主耶稣要来到的时候，他就是要来解决我们这个罪的难题的。
So Jesus came to solve this problem of sin.
让我们可以真正的成为义人啊，在神面前被称义而得到平安，能没有亏欠。
So that we can be deemed righteous in the eyes of God, faultless and spotless.
好，我们如果看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
第三章，如果我们看第二十节哈。
Romans chapter 3 verse 20.
罗马书三章二十节说，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能够在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Verse 20, therefore no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of sin.
第二十一节，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
21, but now righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known to which the law and the prophets testify.
22, 就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
22, this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's no difference.
23, 因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
24, 如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义了。
24, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ.
25, 神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
25, God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
26, 好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣人为义。
26, he did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
这段经文它让我们去了解什么叫做因为信耶稣基督而成为义人。
This passage tells us how we can be deemed righteous through our faith in Jesus Christ.
那这个称义的过程其实是牺牲生命才会有的。
This type of righteousness was only possible through the sacrifice of blood.
就是耶稣基督他为我们的罪成为赎罪祭被献上的。
And that is Jesus became a sin atonement for us who sacrificed on our behalf.
那我们人要承认自己的罪，那我们也要愿意接受耶稣基督所带给我们这个方法。
And so if we want to be redeemed of our sins, we need to come to salvation through Jesus Christ's prescribed method.
那我们才可以在神面前被称义。那其实我们在神面前的所有的亏欠就被耶稣基督的宝血满足了。
And if we go through Jesus, then our sins are washed away and we're deemed righteous in the eyes of God.
所以义人要发旺，大有平安。
And then a righteous person will receive great peace and prosperity.
你看，我们今天人如果自己有犯错，内心会不安，这是不管是别人知道或不知道的罪都一样的。
A person who has conscience will have a disturbed conscience if he or she does what is wrong.
那主耶稣基督的恩典呢？他现在借着圣灵感动了我们。有时候人会在这个神的这个圣灵的工作底下承认自己的过犯的。
And by movement of the Holy Spirit, Jesus tells us even more so if we have done something wrong.
有些时候我们人暗地里面所犯的错，他不敢承认的。
Sometimes people will commit a sin in secret and is afraid to admit it.
但是这样的一个不安把它隐藏在心里面，其实最后如果圣灵在工作是藏不住的。
But the Holy Spirit moves that person to confess their sins.
有些青年犯错，他们不敢说的。
Some young people, they may do something sinful and they're afraid to admit it.
他们一直把它藏在内心里面。
And they just hide it in their hearts.
但经过可能经过很多年，但是其实他内心里面是充满了挣扎，没有平安。
And they may have this hidden inside for many, many years, but they do not have peace in their hearts.
但是当主耶稣基督的恩典临到，当神的这个神的这个光照到人的心内去的时候，他就会发现说，他要解决这个罪的问题。
But when Jesus comes, he will resolve the sins of mankind.
那这个就是圣灵的奇妙作为了。
This is the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们一个人如果要得恩典，他的开头就是他愿意来接受主耶稣基督，他这些救恩公义的话语，跟祷告他，跟他祷告。
And so for a person to find peace, the first step is to acknowledge Jesus and bring Jesus into his or her heart.
就是说我们愿意借着圣经里面神的这个真理，那愿意相信主耶稣基督他是公义怜悯的救赎主，那我们愿意来救信他，这就是蒙恩的开头了。
If we are willing to accept Jesus and his teachings and salvation, then we have started on the first step toward peace and prosperity.
如果不是义人，如果真的没有解决罪的问题，这个内心的这个亏欠，那个罪恶感，终究是会发酵到让人没办法承受。
And otherwise, the gravity of sin in one's heart will drag one person down until they can bear it no more.
我们在教会里面见证许多神的话语真的像一把利剑那刺入人的心里，那让人有那个勇气去面对他的罪，然后祈求主来赦免。
And in our church, we hear many wonderful testimonies of how the Word of God is like a sharp sword or spear piercing into the heart to allow a person to turn away from sin and toward God.
那当人愿意离开罪恶以后愿意来真的依靠主耶稣基督他的引导救赎，他才有可能走上这条平安的道路。
And once a person can turn away from sin and move toward Jesus, then that person can receive peace and prosperity.
那是因为这个永远的王他有尊贵有权柄的。
And that's because the eternal king has power and authority.
那我们现在看回来七十二篇的第八节。
Let's turn to Psalm 72 verse 8.
第八节到第十一节，这是在强调这位王事实上是有尊贵、有权柄的。
72 verse 8 to 11 tells us about the power and authority of the king.
第八节，他要执掌权柄，从这海直到那海，从大河直到地极。
Verse 8, he'll rule from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth.
你就发现说，这个国度已经不是地上的大卫的哪一个后代有这样子的那个。国土的面积。
Neither David nor any of his descendants had such a great kingdom.
那住在旷野的来在他面前下拜。
And everyone will come and bow before him.
仇敌填土，表示说所有的仇敌都臣服在这个王的面前了。
And the desert tribes, the enemies, they'll all bow before him.
然后第十节，这些各海岛这个远处的这个君王纷纷的来献礼物来进贡。
And all the kings from distant countries will come.And bring tribute.
第十一节说，诸王要叩拜他，万国都要侍奉他。
The kings of Sheba and Seba will present him gifts.
你就看到说，这个王的权柄是无人能及的。
So this power and authority is unprecedented.
万国诸王全部都俯伏在地。
It's unsurpassed because all the kings come and bow before.
那其实这个就是在预告主耶稣基督他要。建立的这个永远的国度。
Of course, this is talking about Jesus Christ who establishes an eternal kingdom.
现在，直到现在为止，其实我们还没有看到这样的一个荣耀的君王让所有的万民都臣服，还没有。
Today, we have yet to see a king who has the whole world bowing to him.
你看有多少人现在所作所为他们所说的话是真的是在抵挡基督的，是跟圣经的真理真的是相违背到不知道要到还要到多久。
And If we look around us, we see many people who are antichrists, meaning they speak and declare things against Jesus.
我们今天这个社会其实会越来越艰难，特别是在遵守道理方面。
In this world, unfortunately, it will become more and more difficult to observe the truth of Jesus Christ.
今天如果我们宣告我们的信仰，我们不能够同意某一些人的行为的时候，我们是反过来是会被攻击，甚至被定罪的。
If we loudly declare our opposition to the sinful lifestyles of the people around us, we ourselves will be persecuted, arrested, and canceled.
可能作为人的朋友现在都反过来指责你说你怎么这样子，这么没爱心。
And all our friends and colleagues may no longer be friends and colleagues, and they may just berate us for our lack of love.
就变成说千夫所指了，变成你这个人怎么跟人家不一样？
They'll say, "Why are you so weird?"
但是我们如果看圣经里面所记载的，其实这个就是末世这位永远的君王要在临之前的一定必有的现象。
But if we look in the Bible, this is bound to happen because the Bible says it's going to happen before the coming of the eternal King.
但是当神的计划逐渐在成就之后，我们一定会看到这样的一个王执掌王权，直到永远，是所有人都要服的。
But then we will see that the King of Kings will arrive, and all nations will bow down to him.
那这个就是在大灾难经过之后，我们会看到最后的结局。
This comes after the Great Tribulation.
我们看启示录第十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11.
启示录十一章。
Revelation chapter 11.
我们知道这个末世的书卷会逐渐的展开。
We know that Revelation 11, the end times, the scrolls will be open.
这个羔羊手上的书卷被封了，被印封上，一个印一个印一直打开，我们就越看越清楚。
And there were scrolls and there were seals and they would open one by one.
当启示录第八章就记载说开了第七印。
In chapter 8 is the seventh seal.
第七印开了之后，这个书卷基本上就是已经展开的。
And seventh seal is the scroll was open.
但是接下去就有七位天使吹七号。
Seven angels then blew seven trumpets.
那个每一个号出现的时候都是大灾难。
With each trumpet would come great tribulation.
而且是越来越严重的。
And each tribulation would be worse than the preceding one.
好，那等到第七号天使吹号的时候。
Finally, the seventh angel blew his trumpet.
那这个就是末世的号筒吹响了。
And this is the last trumpet.
好，那我们现在看第十一章的第十五节。第十五节。
Turn to 11, chapter 11, verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。”
In Revelation 11, verse 15, the seventh angel blew the seventh trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever."
16节，在神面前坐在自己位上的24位长老就俯伏在地敬拜神，说：“昔在、今在的主神、全能者啊，我们感谢你，因为你执掌大权，作王了。”
And in verse 16 and 17, the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign."
这个就是最后一定要呈现在所有世人眼前的一个情景。
This is bound to happen before the eyes of all mankind.
最后，主耶稣基督他成了永远的王。
Because Jesus will become the eternal King.
那所有的受造物都要俯伏在他面前敬拜。
And all of creation will fall before him to praise him and worship him.
因为他是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Because he is and he was and he will be.
那我们现在看到这个整个世界的局势，其实所走的路线就是按照圣经所预言的要准备主耶稣基督再临的必经之路。
If we look at the history of the world is just marching on to this final day where Jesus will reign eternally.
那所以我们也可以，我们也可以预先知道说这些灾难、困苦，或者是我们没有办法预期的这些变动，可能会越来越频繁，纷纷的出现在我们眼前。
We may see increasing tribulation, difficulty, and hardship unfolding before us.
但是面对这样的一个局势发展，我们也不用害怕。
But we need not fear.
其实，你看，我们经历了这一次的这个疫情，许多人期待说，那是不是情况应该好转，那恢复正常了呢？
And so, just take this pandemic. A lot of us would like to get back to normal.
但是看起来好像还没有结束啊。
But it doesn't look like the pandemic's
ending anytime soon. 还要多久，我们也不知道啊。
We don't know how much longer it's going to keep going.
这个就像好像这个海浪哦，一波接一波啊。
It's just like the waves that come crashing ashore. They come one by one.
一直来，而且这个浪好像是越来越凶猛。
And sometimes the waves just seem bigger and bigger and bigger.
那这个时候对我们的信心实际上是一个冲击。
And this becomes a test of our faith.
但是如果我们跟着这个世界，看着世人的这些作为，其实我们要很注意的。
But we've got to be very careful when we live in this world.
我们今天有主耶稣可以靠人，我们内心里面所信的，跟我们生活上所表现的有没有一致？
And we need to be wary. Does what we believe in correspond to the way we act in our daily life?
因为不信神的人，他们不知道神的计划的。
Because the people who do not believe in God do not know His plans for the world.
他们就算知道，他们也没有神的这些恩典、这些权柄在身上。
And they live without the power of God and without the love of God.
但今天我们是属神的人就不一样了。
But we belong to God. We should be different.
因为我们的主他是全能者、作王、掌权。
Because our God is the true God, the power and authority of the whole world.
最后所有的仇敌其实都要臣服在他面前。
And all his enemies will fall at his feet.
那我们是要跟他同掌王权的。
And we will reign eternally with our God.
所以在基督耶稣里面，经过他宝血的救赎，我们是跟基督一同作王，跟他一同坐在天上，就是以弗所书所说的。
Eternally with Jesus in Christ, just as it is written in the book of Ephesians.
那如果是这样的话，那我们面对这个世界的局势变动的时候，我们不应该惊慌的。
And so, if we are going to reign with Christ eternally, then we need not be afraid of the tribulations of the world.
在这个世界这个局势变化当中，其实有些人变得很富有，有些人变贫穷了。
Some people may fall into despair. Some people fall into poverty.
因为有些人他们可能没有工作。
They may have no job.
但是富有人越来越富有，因为他可以抓住这个机会，他可以迅速累积很多财富。
On the other hand, some of the rich become even richer through this pandemic because they are able to grasp hold of the opportunity.
那懂得掌握局势的人，他可能越来越有权力。
And those who are powerful may gain even more power. Grabbing onto it.
那今天看到这样一个世界，我们信主的人，我们内心有没有平安？
When we observe this as children of Christ, do we have peace in our heart?
还是我们会觉得愤懑不平
？Or do we have unrest in our heart?
为什么信主的人反而受苦了
？Why is it that the Christians are persecuted?
这些不行真理的、不愿意顺服神的人，反而好像越来越强大。
Why does it seem like this?Evil prosper.
我们看回来诗篇第七十二篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 72.
从第十二节到第十五节，我们看到我们所敬拜的这个主，他是慈爱怜悯的。
Psalm 72, from 12 to 15, we see that our Jesus, our Lord, our King is merciful.
穷乏人呼求的时候，他要搭救；没有人帮助的困苦人，他也要搭救。
In 12, he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflict who have no one to help.
十三节，他要连续贫寒和穷乏的人，拯救穷苦人的性命。
13, he will take pity on the weak and the needy, he will save the needy from death.
14节，他要救赎他们脱离欺压和强暴，他们的血在他眼中看为宝贵。
14, he will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight.
你看这里所描述的这个王是何等的怜悯慈爱啊！
This king is a great merciful and loving king.
这个已经很清楚的在让我们看到主耶稣基督他所宣告的信息，贫穷人有福了。
That's why Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
今天我们如果愿意谦卑来到他面前寻求他的，会得拯救，我们也会得到我们意想不到的因信心所结出的果子，就是灵魂的救恩。
So if we humble ourselves, if we are poor in spirit, and we come to Jesus, then we will be blessed indeed.
那主耶稣他特别宣告说，那个在地上受捆绑的啊，那个贫穷的有福了。
Jesus purposely said those who are bound and oppressed and in chains in this world and are poor, they will be blessed.
你看路加福音第六章主耶稣怎么说？
Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
第二十节。
Verse
20. 二十节，耶稣举目看着门徒说，你们贫穷人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。
Luke 6, verse 20. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
21节，你们饥饿人有福了，因为你们将要饱足；你们哀哭人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。
21. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh.
22节，人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就是有福了。
And 22, blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man.
22节，当那日你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，他们的祖宗代先知也是这样。
23, rejoice in that day and leap for joy because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their fathers treated the prophets.
那主耶稣他所宣告的这些信息，他本身所呈现出来的这个救赎、就是完全应验这个大卫他预言里面这个诗篇里面预言他的祷告里面的这个内容。
So when Jesus came and appeared, he fulfilled all the hopes and aspirations that were contained in Psalm 72 in the prayer of David.
其实他在强调说我们要为了主的缘故。
So the most important thing is to look after and seek after God.
你看今天贫穷它指的是说我们在内心里面是谦卑的。
When we talk about the poor in spirit, we're talking about the humble.
我们饥饿是因为我们想要得到神的道理，是灵性，我们想要得到属灵的粮食。
When we hunger now, we are hungering for the word of God and the filling of his Holy Spirit.
我们哀哭是因为我们对我们自己的罪，我们会觉得说我需要拯救，我们会对罪厌恶。
When we weep and cry and mourn now, it is mourning for our own sin.
我们期待能够成为不一样，能够再一次拥有喜乐满足。
And we hope to be satisfied to laugh.
那主耶稣就一一的来满足我们的。
And Jesus will be our fulfillment.
那我们要来信主，但是他告诉我们说，会因此而付出代价，我们要愿意付代价。
But we need to be willing to pay the price.
就是因着信耶稣的缘故会被人恨恶。
Because the price is this, men will hate us.
但是主说不要害怕，你要欢喜快乐。
But Jesus says, do not fear them, do not be afraid,
do not be sad. 因为在最后在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because great is your reward in heaven.
这让我们看到说，我们所追求、所在意的，不只是在今生里面所得到的这些物质上而已的。
So we should not just look to the pleasures and luxuries of this world.
我们要明白。最终在世上的这一段日子其实都会过去，不管拥有什么还是没有拥有什么，都会成为就好像做梦一样就过去了。
We've got to realize that everything here, all these world's pleasures and luxuries, everything here, the material possessions will one day vanish like a dream.
真正会存在的就是那属灵的在神的国那里所应许的这个永远的生命。
Only thing that will endure forever is the spiritual realm, the
kingdom of God. 主他应许要救赎我们的生命。
So Jesus promises to save us.
所以他是我们的救赎主。
That's why he is our savior.
那大卫他已经预先看到耶稣基督是救主这样一个最重要的角色。
David already saw that Jesus would be the savior.
就是这位王执掌王权，又是公义，又是怜悯慈爱。
And that he be the eternal king who is filled with justice and righteousness and peace and love and mercy.
他对这些被欺压的受苦人特别怜悯。
And he would have special mercy on those who are oppressed and poor.
那我们今天你看要追求的，其实如果我们有智慧，我们就知道说重点应该放在哪里了。
And so if we are wise, then we'll know where to put the emphasis in our lives.
今天社会上多少人追求的就是物质上的成就而已。
How many people seek after success in this world?
有多少人真的会在意说那个这个今生之后的那个灵魂的生命呢？
On the other hand, how many people are pursuing after spiritual success?
所以现在很多这些社会上的这些说法其实都让我们一直追求今生的享受，但是忽略了那将来永远的生命。
That's why many of the patterns, paradigms, and ways of the world are meant to promote worldly success instead of spiritual success.
我们要从圣经里面看到那真正要追求的是什么。
But from the Bible, we can learn what we must truly seek after.
那大卫做一个父亲，他为他的儿子祷告。
David was a father, of course he offered up a prayer for his son.
那我们现在看回来72篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 72.
72篇。他在第16节以后，他看到的就是这个他的这个后代，就是这个将来要出现的这个王，他是何等荣耀。
And from verse 16 onwards, we can see how glorious king would be.
我们看第16节。
16.
在地的山顶上，五谷茂盛，所结的谷实响动，如黎巴嫩的树林。城里人要发旺，如地上的草。
Now 16, let grain abound throughout the land, on the tops of the hills may it sway. Let its fruit flourish like Lebanon, let it thrive like the grass of the field.
17, 他的名要存到永远，要存留，要流传如日之久，人要因他蒙福。
Now 17, may his name endure forever, may it continue as long as the sun.
他特别强调说，万国要称他有福。
And all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed.
那这里其实在让我们看到说这个主耶稣基督的国度他荣耀的情景。
And this tells us the glory of the kingdom of Jesus.
他的名要存到永远。
His name will endure forever.
人都要因着耶稣基督得福。
And all nations will be blessed through him.
那最后都要把赞美荣耀归给他。
And in turn they will praise him and worship him.
那所以你看这个父亲哈，他看到的就是神的应许了。
So this father saw the promises of God.
大卫其实他很知道神是如何应许亚伯拉罕的了。
David knew clearly the promises that God had given his forefather Abraham.
神当初跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
David was very cognizant of this covenant that God has established with Abraham.
当初神跟亚伯拉罕这样子应许。
And when God made this covenant,
在创世纪。
In the book of Genesis,
如果我们看创世纪第十二章，
if we turn to Genesis chapter 12,
你看他神这样说，
Genesis 12, God says,
第二节，
in verse 2,
我叫你成为大国，我要赐福给你，你的名要大，人要叫你也要叫别人得福。
Verse 2, I'll make you into a great nation, I'll bless you, I'll make your name great, and you'll be a blessing.
第三节，为你祝福的我要祝福给他；咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
Three, I'll bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I'll curse. On all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
这一个古时候，你看在亚伯拉罕那个时代应许，你看大卫哈，他承继下来，而且他深深的相信会一直存到永远，直到主耶稣基督的国度出现。
David knew of this covenant with Abraham, and David.Realized that one of his descendants would fulfill this covenant for all eternity.
那其实这个就是信心，对神的信心。
This is faith in God.
就是对神所讲的话，不会因为时代久远而把它忽略，觉得说这个好像变成历史。
This is faith in God that is in transit, despite the passage of time and space.
信心哈，通常需要经过时间的淬炼。
Because faith must be tested by time and space.
特别是当我们所期待的事情不是在我们所设定的时间，或者是我们期待的这个情境里面出现的时候。
Especially when our hopes and aspirations are not fulfilled in a certain time or in a certain location, space.
但是我们要了解神的应许一定会实现。
But we must have faith that God's promises will become true.
为什么我们的神是信实的神？
Because that's why our God is a faithful God.
那同时也要了解神超越时间。
We understand that God surpasses time and space.
对神没有时间问题。
Because in God, there's
永远都现在。
Because all eternity is forever.
那神他所看的时间点已经对我们最好的时候。
But God knows the best time for us.
所以我们要耐心等候。
And so we have to wait patiently.
那最后一定会看到他的荣耀。
And at the end, we will see the glory of God.
所以你看大卫他相信神那古老的应许啊。
So David had faith in the promises of God.
那他更看到了那将来永远的国度是何等的好。
And he could see how wonderful the eternal kingdom of God would be.
所以这个国度要存到永远，他的名要存到永远。
And he realized that the kingdom of God would endure forever, and his praise and his name would endure forever.
那这个做父亲的哈。他要把这样神的、他所领受的这个信仰、传给下一代，他要诉说，要祷告。
This was his prayer for his descendants.
好，那所以我们看，来看回来七十一篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms.
七十一篇。
71.
这个父亲、他祷告第十八节。
Verse 18.
十七节十八节。
18:17.
神啊，自我年幼时你就教训我，直到如今，我传扬你奇妙作为。
17. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds.
18. 神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
18. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come.
19. 神啊，你的公义甚高、行过大事的神啊，谁能像你？
19. Your righteousness reaches to the skies, O God. You have done great things.
这个就是、这个父亲一个老父亲的祷告。
This is the prayer of an old father.
他要把神的这些能力作为传下去。
He wants to pass on his knowledge of God's greatness.
那希望他这个后代子孙都能够永远保守在这样的一个神的恩典底下。
He hopes that his descendants can always live in the grace and mercy of God.
然后最后期待神的名、能够得到尊大，那神的国度、能够扩张得到荣耀。
And he hoped that the name of God would prosper and the kingdom of God would expand.
神是独行其事的神。
God is a God who gives revelation.
那神也是在第七十一篇的第二十节说，你是叫我们多经历重大极难的。
In verse 20, it says, though you have made me see troubles many and bitter.
就是说，神也会让我们经历艰难呢。
God will allow people to see trouble.
那这些艰难事实上是神的奇妙作为啊。
But this trouble is God's miraculous goodwill.
看七十二篇的第十八节。
Let's turn to 72:18.
独行其事的主，以色列神是应当称颂的。
18. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds.
他荣耀的名也应当称颂，直到永远。愿他的荣耀充满全地。
19. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory.
然后最后，他用两个阿门来结束诗篇。
Finally, he says Amen and Amen to conclude his prayer.
那这个就是诗篇第二卷的结束。
This is the second book of Psalms.
就是双重的 Amen.
Ending with a double Amen.
这个就实实在在的，他这样一个祷告从内心发出，最后我们看到真的应验在主耶稣基督身上。
And Amen, Amen. Truly, this became true with the coming of Jesus Christ.
愿我们也都能够得到这样的智慧。
May we also have such wisdom.
也能够有这样的属灵的眼光。
May we have such spiritual perception.
看到什么才是真的对我们的后代子孙最重要的福气。
So that we can see what is truly most valuable for our descendants.
那也能够一起往这个大方向来努力，让神的名得荣耀。
May we magnify, praise, and worship the name of our Lord Jesus.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
来唱322首。
322.